Comments made on the Serotalk Podcast Network are those of the individuals and do not represent Serotalk Corporation, its staff, management, board of directors, or third-party resellers.
Welcome to our SPN Feedback Special number 4. I'm Jimmy Pauls.
I'm Ricky Enger.
And Happy New Year, everyone. I'm Joe Steinkamp.
Man, do we have a lot of feedback audio this time around. It's amazing how many comments we get, how many iReports, that sort of thing. There's no way to use all of it. And so we get to just hang on to it and keep it around and give it to you all kind of as a little Christmas present type thing, I guess.
And I think one reason we had so much feedback this year is that there was so much audio to comment on. It's a little bit amazing and maybe a little disconcerting too to look back and say, wow, we did over 100 hours of audio this year. That's a lot of babbling from us.
And others, because we had our convention coverages as well as our wonderful shows, Triple Click Home, that Android show, Serospectives, EOL, and so many other things that have popped up along the way with certain specials. But we usually save this portion for the last part of these particular specials, but this time you guys were so nice to us, we thought we'd get it out of the way first. So thank you, thank you. And that's what you're about to hear from so many others who feel the same way.
This is Michael from Empowering the Blind. I just wanted to say thanks. Have a good day.
Hi, this is Richard Martindale Ethington from Claremont, California. And I was calling just to say very, very, very good kudos to Mike Calvo, Ricky Enger, and the new guy, Joe, regarding the state of technology. I found it to be an astute and very well done presentation about technology in general, Serotech's vision for the future, and philosophy. And as always, I'm always inspired by Mike Calvo and what he's doing, along with his crew. Guys, thanks. I'm really impressed. And one day hope to be worthy of where you are.
My name is Jordan. I'd just like to thank you all for your guys' help. Thank you very much. Keep up the good work.
Hi, everyone. This is for Lisa. Lisa, the Socializer presentation you did is really informative. I love the new Socializer. It's really neat. You'll probably hear it when I'm recording this message because sometimes it says someone's signing in or out. The only thing I had a question is, I've noticed with Skype you can do like 800 numbers, toll-free numbers, but other numbers it won't let you call, so I don't know if that's you have to pay for those or what, but otherwise, I love it, and I dumped my GW Connect program, I don't know what, for right now, but anyway, good job on that, and your convention coverage, so keep up the good work, guys, so take care, bye.
Hi, my name is Allison Kornstrom, and I listened to Podcast 174. There was Gold, and then there were App Stores, and I really think you guys did a great job. I think that you guys could possibly leave your contact information at the beginning of the podcast. It's just my suggestion. Thank you for doing these podcasts. Keep it up.
Thank you very much, Allison, and everyone else that gave us wonderful kudos and accolades and all that great stuff. Not only do we get thanks, but we also get recommendations. People take the stories that we cover and talk about to heart, and they give us their own suggestions for apps and ways of doing things. Let's just get back into our next bit of audio with Bill.
Yeah, this is Bill. Good. Enjoy your show. Just as comment on Serotalk 177, you were looking for something having to do with being able to read CNN News and Fox News, and NFB Newsline does a good job with that. Also, the other thing you were looking, talking about the paid app with TapTapsy, I've discovered that Camfine works pretty good, and that's still a free app, so maybe something that you want to try. Enjoy the show. Talk to you folks later. Keep up the good work.
Hey, guys. This is Beth Snow Bunny, and I'm calling in sympathy with Jamie. He sounded like he had the crud on a recent podcast, and I've got it too. I've had it big time. And one thing that you mentioned in, I believe it's 177, was the chocolate oranges. Oh man, they are so good. I don't care what goop is in it. Give me one. Donations gratefully accepted. Oh, they are so good. The only thing is, I've always had this nightmare scenario run through my head when I'm about to smack it on the edge of the counter. Be sure that everybody's, including yours, fingers are out of the way, because you could do some serious damage. I don't know how those things work anyway. How do they break in nice little pieces? And I have been so grateful for the clementine oranges that a friend brought me. I feel like they really helped me to get a little bit more energy back for a while. They are so good. She and I like them better than the mandarins. Now, I like the canned mandarins, but we don't really care for the oranges, you know, the ones that you peel. I mean, the others are oranges too, but you know what I mean. But these little clementines, oh yeah, they're easy to peel, they're small, and they're so juicy and good, so I would definitely recommend those. All right, well, you know, Jamie, I could enter the Samnet Christmas concert as a bullfrog. Yep, I certainly could. So this is Bullfrog Beth. I'll be signing off for now. And everybody have a good one. And please don't get this crud. Believe me, it's not fun. Bye for now.
Hey, this is Chris Nussbaum calling in from Maryland with a somewhat belated comment about your discussion of parody songs and weird things like that on Sarah Talk Podcast 166. All the suggestions of videos to watch and songs to listen to that you brought up are great ones. Also, if you enjoy parodies of songs, especially based on movies and other just funny stuff, you might want to check out John Cozart, J-O-N-K-O-Z-A-R-T. He's got some videos on there on YouTube, some pretty funny ones. And there's also, and Joe, I think you'd enjoy this, if you like Lord of the Rings, there's a lot of parodies on YouTube of Smeagol and Gollum and other Lord of the Rings characters singing different songs. There's a Smeagol singing Mad World by Tears for Fears and a bunch of other stuff. So just some suggestions for you guys. I really enjoy the podcast, and I hope if you watch any of these YouTube videos, I hope you enjoy them and find them as funny as I did. Thanks for all the great work you do, and I'll talk to you soon.
As a fan of Dr. Demento, I can't think of anything better. It's nice to have novelty songs and novelty recommendations and all sorts of stuff that we can use that might show up on an EOL show one day. Who knows? But it is amazing that you guys, you know, we ask for just something surreptitiously, or sometimes we just ask blatantly, like in the case of the mailbag, and you guys come through every time. Mailbag is a wonderful thing that happened this year, and that is just, I just can't believe it. Just that it was really, really neat, and has become very catchy and a very big part of our particular podcast. But that's not the only feedback we get. We get some good, some bad, and some strange.
Once again, like usual, iBlink is not working on an iPhone 5 with the latest software. You know, if you people can't fix your software to work, why don't you just take it off the market completely? Maybe I'll have a talk with Apple and have them remove it from the Apple site so people can't download it. A piece of software is a piece of junk. Fix it.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Dominique in Texas, and I have a question about the last podcast that I listened to, which was 162. You guys were mentioning, well, y'all did, what was it? Oh, you were mentioning that, Okay, skip all of the this, but talk about the last call, kind of. Yeah, I was trying to redo the message, but it didn't work. Sup, guys, it's Dom in Texas, and I'm just commenting on the portion of 162 about the whole iPhone thing. Yeah, the charger thing. it is important to use the charger that came with the device. I know sometimes you can use a 4 with another charger, but iPhone charger, but sometimes I'm actually very wary of doing that myself because you can always get the cheap chargers in the gas stations and stuff, but as they are cheap, it's hard to I just recommend for anybody out there, if you're going to get a charger, as much as I would hate to, just get the charger from Apple because save you a lot of trouble and a lot of time. So that's just my comments on the whole third-party charger thing. It's also like that with laptops, too. So, yeah.
Hi, this is Bob Boyko at Amberbad. I listen to your podcast, and I wonder why there's so much laughter going on. What's so doggone funny all the time? You know, they're not giving enough proper information. It's no wonder on the talk line at the Blind Use here in Chicago that Saratech is number 3 instead of number 1. You do a lot of good stuff, and I don't know what it is. To me, I think blind people have to give humorous to show that they're important. I used to do that when I was a kid. I quit doing that now. I'm there to give information on iPods, Android phones, and new things that are coming out for the blind, the Kindle Fire and stuff like that. And all I hear is, ha, 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 ha. You know, it's thank goodness I've got that control right arrow to go through some of this stuff. But I don't know. Lillian is bad news. Joe isn't much better. Joker Joe is much better. And Jamie gets carried away once in a while. And Lillian is really worst of all of them. And Ricky does once in a while a little bit, but let's get a little more serious about some of this stuff. You know, if you can't describe it, don't talk about it. If you get it in your hand, and tell me what's going on, what some of these different things are. What's this air thing in the iPad? I never heard anything about that at all. Now you just mentioned a little bit, you know, about it, but not much. It's no wonder that Saratech is number 3 as far as the list goes. They should be number 1. I don't know. I just if you want a comedy time, say a Saratech comedy time, you know, for 2 or 3 hours if you want. I don't care for comedy myself that much, but there is just too much of joking around over there going on a little bit. They're just being a little critical. I guess they're not going to, you know, make things improve anything by saying all this, but it's the two podcasts I've heard have really been a joke, more or less. And I got 3/4 of the way through it yesterday, and I probably said, oh, this is enough. I can't take any more of this. Joe's comment about the guy in India is trying to make some say, can see through your shoes is nothing but, oh, so they must use laser things like that. Ha ha, you know, all this kind of stuff. It's ridiculous. We need all the help we can get from the side of people, you know. And thank God that there are people out there who wanted to help us and come up with these new ideas. Thank goodness for Steve Jobs that he came up with the iPad and the iPhone and stuff. And look how wonderful it's been for the blind. So that's my comments, and take them or leave them. That I just think you need to tighten things up a little bit as far as some of these Saratech talks go, too. If you're going to give information about blind stuff, fine. If you want to make a comedy, well, then make a whole entire thing of comedy. Those who like comedy can listen to it. I personally don't. Take care, and I hope that this doesn't bother you too much. Bye-bye.
So there you go. Lots of interesting stuff happens in the mailbag. A lot of people want to keep the mailbag company. And if you listen very carefully, if you walk up to the mailbag and just kind of put your ear against it, you'll hear it chuffing from time to time because the mailbag does that. But you're probably also going to hear some laughter from within the mailbag, just like you do on this show.
Let me state that we are commentary. We're not a news broadcast. By no means. We put ourselves into that category. We may cover the news. We may discuss the news. We might have some poignant type ideas about what the news is. But when the news is slow, as you might know from earlier episodes this year, there's not much there to do but actually point and laugh, because we have to really scramble to find content some weeks if there hasn't been a big news story. Luckily, that's not been the case all year long, but just so everybody understands, there is a difference between a broadcast and what you might hear on an FM or AM radio broadcast.
You know, we get lots of feedback from regular listeners, And so I suppose you could call that regular feedback. But we also have comments from people that we've never heard from before, and that's always fun. And we're going to start out with an iReport from a young man named John.
Hi, my name's John. Yeah, I like to use my iPhone. I am totally non-totally blind. I can see light out of one eye. I can see colors and shadows. And I can also, I have a Barnard Apex. I go to school at St. Lucie Day School for Children with Vision Impaired. And I love being blind.
Mary Ellen Earl's calling, and I really enjoyed podcast 171. And just want to make a very, very brief comment that, yeah, I think there is positively nothing more frightening in the entire world than being hit by a car with your dog. And my first dog and I were hit by a car. Fortunately, neither one of us were hurt. I don't know why, but we weren't. But it's a very frightening thing to go through. I mean, you just literally shake for hours afterwards. And my dog just, when we got home, literally sat and howled. She was so upset. But anyway, on a much more positive tone, I have been at the other end of bad customers, and I know how it feels to be really assaulted by angry people. I used to work for the Social Security Administration on their phones, and you can imagine, you know, when somebody's check didn't go through, or, you know, the cost of living increase got eaten up by their Medicare premium, something, things like that. And people really would get positively hostile over the phone. Anyway, I'm going to go. Keep up the good work, everybody. Enjoyed it. Thank you.
Mary Ellen, one of our just frequent contributors. We can't get to all of her stuff. Jan Brown, Ben, there are just some guys and gals who call in more often with great things, and we can't always use it. So we keep these things for the feedback special, but we always listen to them, and we always read your comments and your emails and your blogs and your blog posts on our blog and your tweets. And I mean, there's just so many ways to reach us, and we're always looking for that because it's your feedback that helps make this show better. So thank you to all of you who call in, who leave us all sorts of things each week. The Mike Arrigo, hey, hi Mike, and others, and then of course others that we see on a regular basis on Twitter who like to compliment us about the show. It really does help. And even if you don't like something on the show, that can be a big part of what we talk about.
There are just some stories that really get people fired up. And those are the times when we just kind of sit there with bated breath and watch the feedback come in, because there's so much of it with people being polarized on a particular topic. This year, it was Tap Tap C. And we have featured some of these iReports and comments in our Sarah Talk episodes. And here are a few that we weren't able to include in those shows.
Yes, this is Joey Weston. I actually sent an email with an MP3 this morning to resources at saratalk.com concerning a new app I found for the iPhone called Tap Tap C. There's actually a YouTube video, well, more than one, on this app. Basically, what it allows you to do is take a picture of an object or a person, and it will tell you what the person, whether it's man or woman, and what they're wearing. I tested it last night on both my wife and myself. I took the picture of her, and it said, woman wearing, I forget what color shirt she was wearing, but anyway. I tested it on myself, and it said, man wearing polo shirt. I tested it on my laptop, and it said, black laptop computer. I don't think it's a black, but I tested it on the kitchen sink, and it said kitchen sink. I tested it on my stove, and it said black and white stove. It uses the back-facing camera on the iPhone. So I can imagine the possibilities for if that company could develop something to enhance the usefulness of the video camera part of it for the phone. Anyway, that's my report, and thank you for listening.
Hi, this is Allison Kleinstrom, and I really enjoyed listening to the podcast, the Wi-Fi on the Wild. that was really interesting. I did not know TalkTalk was going to go to paid, but I happen to agree with you, Ricky, and everyone else, that you just budget accordingly. You know, my husband and myself right now are on a fixed income, and we are kind of, I'm thinking of going in the computer field, but, you know, I believe that you can budget for those things. I would have no problem paying that $9-something for CapCapC because I do use it, like Lisa was saying, to be able to tell which is which can, as I stated, my husband and myself are both visually impaired. And he likes to camp, he doesn't like camp here, so it's great to be able to pull out my iPhone 4 and pull up CapCapC and do that. So thank you so much. Keep it coming. I'm a big fan of you guys. Thanks.
Thank you, Allison. We really appreciate that. You know, one topic that never seems to have an end, and that's not a bad thing, but it's just a fact, and that is the subject of phones. All kinds of phones. Smartphones of every shape, size, and variety. Here are just a few examples of the feedback that we get on the subject of phones.
Good morning, this is Bruce. I'm in Little Rock, Arkansas. I wanted to pass along some information for those of us who like to keep our iPhones, iPads with the latest and greatest thing. I'm not a big fan of Best Buy, but they do have a buyback program, basically where you can get a gift card on a previously purchased iPhone and get an upgrade to your iPhone. For instance, I'm getting going from a 5 to a 5S, and I'm basically going to pay the same price as I would pay if I were going to get an agreement. Even though my agreement with Verizon continues, and I'm going to be getting the new iPad Mini, and basically I'm going to be paying out of my pocket $60 to get a new iPad Mini when that comes out. So it can be a good deal. I did it on the previous iPhone. Anyway, I wanted to pass that along in case somebody doesn't know about it, and have a great day. Bye.
Hello, this is Dustin Figg from Louisville, Kentucky. I just wanted to say to all the people that do the Saratalk podcast, Jamie Pauls and all of you all, you do a great job with the podcast, and I find it really enjoyable and amusing and very educational, too. I want to pass along something that I don't know what you all would think of this, but I know in your all's episode of 161, you all talked about how phones are starting to get bigger, and you know it's more like holding, you know, more like a bag up to your face or whatever. But I was thinking, as far as Apple, what would you all think of them coming out with a flip version of their iPhone? You know, called like the iPhone Flip or the iFlip, you know, something like that. I think that would be kind of cool. I don't know how Apple would go about doing it, but I kind of miss having a flip phone, honestly. I mean, don't get me wrong, I love the iPhone, you know, the one that I've got. I still have the 4, and it's a nice size, but I'd almost like to see Apple come out with a flip version of their phone, and I'm sure people would buy it. So just kind of curious as to what you all would think of that if Apple were to do that. So just I mention that and let you all know you do a great job at your show, and keep up the good work.
Hi, guys. This is Josh in Illinois again. I just wanted to weigh in briefly on the debate over whether to use, you know, iOS devices and smartphones versus specific products made for the blind. And I wanted to weigh in on the smartphone side. I personally have used the Victor Reader Stream and other products like the Braille Note. And I have come to use my iPhone to pretty much replace all of those. And my reasoning is that I would like to carry as few devices as possible. And many of the blindness-related products are geared not only to the blind specifically, but to specific details, specific tasks, like note-taking and media playback. And I want something that can do all of those. And for me, that's the iPhone. For the others, though, I can understand why they would want to keep on using the Victor Reader Stream and Braille Note, because they are simpler devices, and I was sorely tempted to buy this newest update to the Victor Reader Stream. It looks wonderful, but that's my two cents. Thanks a lot, guys. Bye-bye.
Hi, everyone. This is Randy Shelton. I just wanted to comment on podcast 171. I totally agree with what was said about the players versus apps for reading books. As much as I love my iPhone, reading books is just not something that I choose to do with it. I use it for news and social networking and playing games and all that. So if I want to read a book, I just want to be able to push a button, turn the book on, and then at night when I go to bed, I just want to be able to use a sleep timer, and if I want to play longer, I just want to be able to hit the button. I don't want to have to fool with apps and have to wake myself up to deal with the phone. The other thing was Milton. I had Milton, and I loved that game. It was so much fun to play just for the laughs alone. It was just, my cousins and I used to play it all the time, and then it kind of petered out. It just wasn't popular. It just never caught on. But it was really a fun game. I listened to that audio boo, and it was fun listening back to it. And as far as iOS 7, I do notice some sluggishness, but there are some really great features in this update. Siri is so much better, and I like the fact that if you tell Siri to call somebody in your contacts, or even if you give it a phone number, it doesn't repeat it back to you. I like that. The only thing that I wish they would fix is, for some reason, even though raise to ear is on, whenever I raise it to my ear, Siri doesn't work. So I have to wait until I put the request in and then wait till the phone's being dialed or the phone's ringing or whatever I've asked for is done before I can, or in progress before I can put it to my ear. That's something that I use a lot, especially in public. But overall, I do like the update. Well, thanks for such a great podcast. It's always fun to listen to, and I'll talk to you later.
Hello, this is Jan Brown calling about your latest podcast, Space Gray is the New Black, in which you talked about Braille at the end there. And Jonathan Mosen wrote a really great article about Apple's not very good Braille support, and that it was important for our community to step up and holler and say reading is really important, and we can't read and write very well with the Braille app, with the Apple Braille support. If mBraille can do it, and they can, because they don't back translate till the words ended, so can Apple. Thank you.
Thank you, Jan, once again. We've been able to include some of your feedback in some of the shows, and glad to be able to include a bit more of it here. You always have great things to say, as do all of you listeners. One thing that tends to be talked about a lot, both on That Android Show and on Sarah Talk, is Android. Oh, and by the way, it wouldn't be a feedback special if we didn't have a particular guest. And so take it away, Ben.
Hey, Jamie, Joe, Ricky, this is Ben calling in from Spokane, Washington. And I just am calling in to leave an iReport for Sero Talk Podcast 175. And I just want to give my thoughts on Android. And I have had a very positive experience with Android in regards to the phones that I've played with. And the first Android phone that I played with was the GNX, the Galaxy Nexus. And I really enjoyed that phone a lot. It was really cool with ICS, and it was just really cool with Ice Cream Sandwich. And then I remember I wanted to take it home with me, and then I played with the Galaxy S3 with Jelly Bean, with uh, Jellybean and TouchWiz, and TouchWiz is nice. You know, I don't mind TouchWiz, but I definitely prefer stock Android, I think, and over TouchWiz, just because that's what the GNX had on it, the Galaxy Nexus, and I just really, really like that experience. And recently I played with the Motorola Droid Ultra and really like that phone. It's an awesome phone, and I just really like the platform a lot, and I so far, I mean, I've just had a really positive experience with Android, and so I'm excited to get a phone and to give it a go. So anyway, those are my thoughts, and I'm excited for episode 177. All right, talk to you later. Bye.
Hi, my name is Dan, and I want to say you're a great podcast. I was reading through the Serotech show notes, and then I got a chance to catch up. But just want to make a quick comment on the NFB article about the Kindle Fire. I think it's great that Amazon has put accessibility into the tablet. However, when it comes to Android access, it would be really nice before people comment how well or how much it stinks that if you know someone that has an Android, how about coming to one of us and, you know, asking how we use it in our daily lives? I mean, honestly, my wife, I bought an iPad. She plays with it more. To each of his own, I prefer my new Nexus running KitKat over an iDevice. It's really comes down to what you use on a daily basis. It also comes down to what you prefer. And it's great we have a choice now versus, you know, what, since the gingerbread days or foil, you didn't have much of a choice. You could run with foil, but you knew that the iPhone had a greater accessibility. And honestly, since KitKat and 4.3 at Jelly Bean, things and prior then, but especially 4.3 and now KitKat, things have changed and the landscape has changed. And I really firmly believe, and I'll say this, and that can be ridiculed or whatever, that we have two accessible platforms. Hopefully, Microsoft and Code Factory wake up and spill the coffee, and we have three, that we have a choice. And it's not, it does no one any good to write articles like it was written by the NFB. I mean, again, as I say before I go, I challenge, in fact, I suggest you go talk to Joe Steinkamp. You know, my information is available publicly on thezonebbs.com. If you call me and ask me, because I do a consultant, I'm starting a consultant for helping people with Android. And I mean, honestly, if you want help, there's resources. We're not as much as like Apple this, and you know, you have a podcast out there. I put mine on that Blind Geek Zone, and I put them on the iOS playlist. But it's best that you find people who use a platform before you poke and ridicule a platform you think you know you barely use, and yet you don't use it and you barely know it.
Dan's comments really do hit upon the two major parts of Serotalk, and that is, one, how do we get from there to here, the oral history of what we do and how we use the web and technology and all sorts of things. And the second one is to have that juxtaposition to what's been said by someone else. That's why we have one article that says Apple is doomed, and then an article right behind it that says Apple's doing better than ever. What are you talking about? Dan's comments really do kind of mirror what we think at times, where some people might give, you know, some technology, in this case Android, a bad rap. And unless you're using it or living it or working with it, you might not have the same opinion as the guy who is. And so that's why it's very important that we listen to comments like that from Dan and all the others from TapTapC, and we talk about it amongst ourselves, because that's what this whole thing is about. It's what Seraspectives is about, not hearing from the Seratech crew or hearing from the Seratalk hosts, but hearing it from you, the people, you who are actually using it and living it, because you're always going to have a different opinion than those of us who kind of have to be all over the place with it. So there's a great reason for listening to This Month in Technology or This Year in Assistive Technology. Keep an ear out for that in January of 2014. Yep, it's time again to look over the entire year. We're going to have some guests sit down with us and Jamie and all sorts of hilarity. No, wait, probably not hilarity, but definitely
no,
insight.
That'll come in the outtakes for 2014.
Absolutely. That's true, too. Yeah, that's so true. And we'll have that good old time once when we come down to look at the year that was 2013.
It wouldn't be a feedback special if we didn't tell you how to get a hold of us. Resources at Seratalk.com is a place to leave email. Leave your iReports on iBlink Radio using either your iOS or Android device. Go to www.seratalk.com and leave a comment on our blog. Or you can call the Blab Line, 866-997-2522. Trust that you all have had a wonderful holiday. Thank you for being with us, everyone. Have a great holiday season.
Thanks for listening and thanks for communicating.